It's Tuesday, the 22nd of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. With Namibia facing high unemployment levels and political parties ramping up their campaign efforts to sway voters, the SWAPO Party's presidential candidate, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, has announced that the party allocated over 80 billion Namibia dollars to create more than 250,000 jobs for unemployed youth over the next 5 years.
In our manifesto, we have committed ourselves to create jobs. 256,538 jobs, which we are going to create in the next 5 years. And we have even budget for it. That we will budget 85.7 billion.
Namibia has adopted the Mine Health and Safety Standard Operation Procedure proposed by the SADC Health Desk to focus on preventing, screening and treating tuberculosis among mine workers. The SOPs were signed by the executive directors from the Health Ministry, the Mines and Energy and Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation Ministry. Executive Director of the Ministry of Health and Social Services, Ben Nangombe, explains.
These are standard operating procedures that are aimed at guiding the government offices, ministries and agencies in handling matters related to mine health and safety with respect to diseases such as TB, HIV, silicosis and occupational diseases that are attendant to mining activities. And they are now waiting to be launched by the ministers. They are aimed above all to make sure that the mine workers are healthy and protected.
BP South Africa has confirmed a fuel shortage at its Cape Town service stations due to an unexpected outage at a local refinery. Road users in areas like Strandfontein, Mitchell's Plain and Greenpoint have reported being turned away from gas stations. Estron Energy, which operates the Milnerton crude oil refinery, told News 24 that a section of the refinery faced an operational upset over the weekend, affecting the supply of unleaded petrol and diesel. The M23 rebel group has captured the town of Kalembe in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, expanding its influence in the region. The Tutsi-led group has been involved in an insurgency since 2022. Africa Online reports that the DRC and the United Nations accuse Rwanda of supporting M23 with troops and weapons, a claim that Rwanda denies while asserting it's taking defensive actions. And the BRICS summit begins today in Kazan, Russia, with over 20 heads of state attending. The Kremlin describes it as one of Russia's biggest foreign policy events.
Well, the summit is no doubt an important one for Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's hoping to showcase his clout in the non-Western world and to convince BRICS countries to adopt an alternative to the US dollar for global payments to create a shield against Western sanctions. Russia's finance ministry has already proposed a new payment system based on a network of commercial banks linked through the BRICS central banks. The BRICS group has been perceived as a counterweight to the Western-led world and make up 45% of the global population and 28% of the global economy.
Megumi Lim in Kyiv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.